You're a religious man. What's your favorite Bible verse?
Jeremiah 29:11-13. God has a plan that to help you, not hurt you. And when you seek me with all your heart and all your soul, you will find me.
Well, for a long time, mine's been John 8:32. Do you know it?
John 8:32?
Yeah.
No,
I've never heard anybody else say it.
What is it?
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
True.
So
what's the truth?
Well, the other... Well, you know, I'm an evidence-based guy. And, you know, one thing I wonder is, you know, that you've worried about David. David's convinced that you've applied for many more positions than I thought you had. How many have you applied for?
I've applied for just that Leander, but I've been asked to apply for several. I've been asked to apply for several jobs. Why is he convinced of that?
Well, given good evidence, I hope that I make good decisions.
Holy cow, who's this from?
Well, it'll be self-explanatory. And I will tell you that this is evidence I had no knowledge of till last night.
Okay.
I'm going to say that at this time, obviously, the board has taken no specific action, but I have an offer. We will pay you your full salary through June 30th, and you will resign to pursue other interests.
I will not.
I'm pretty certain that the board will support me on this, and if you don't accept these terms, I can't guarantee what they will do. And I suggest that to preserve your reputation and Brian ISD's, that you accept it. You're welcome to take that.
I will.
I guess the thing that upsets me most is the betrayal of trust.
Okay.
You've built an awesome set of administrators here. It's the one thing that I've always felt confident in, and the one thing I always have worried the most about.
Yes.
Was that if you left, that we would lose those senior administrators.
We're not going to lose anybody. We've got good ones.
I know we do.
So why is he in here?
To make sure things don't go south.
They're not going to go south, Dad.
Okay. Well, at this time, I need you to give me your keys. We'll take your computer, and we'll have to get the home computer later. I need your ID and key card, credit card. You should not contact any staff, and we'll allow you to come back later to get your personal items.
Okay.
I was thinking about this today, and it might be best to respond with a letter before the board meeting today. If not, I'm pretty sure I can hold them off till the end of the week. But there's no doubt in my mind that they'll support me on this.
So this is your decision?
It was my decision.
And you knew about this?
I did.
How did you know about it?
I was asked.
And what it was asked.
How are things? They're not good. They're not good, Dr. Wallace, when you apply for 17 jobs and you focus on yourself and not the best interests of the district. When you have your sole focus on what's next for me and what's my pay. When you position yourself for your own benefit, this district's too good for that. We can't continue down this path. I was asked, and so I shared information. You also will find in there that all of your cabinet members have shared information. You have broken your contract, and my recommendation to you is to listen to what he's saying and thoughtfully think of your options, because no one wants to ruin your life or your reputation.
Sure.
And no one wants to go out and have a public vote to do anything like that. And that's why we're here this morning. That's why we're not at a board meeting. That's why we're not with media and all the things that it would be. We feel horrible about this. But we also know that we have to treat you with dignity and respect. And we want you to have what you seek, which is another opportunity.
Can I speak to you for just a second? Thank you.